one thing about our team is we're a very close-knit team. We're a very together team. So, you know, when we see a guy go down, it's not much to be said because at the end of the day, you know, guys stay in the gym, staying ready, you know, keeping everything fine-tuned. So, you know, when a guy go down, that's just, you know, coach always said that's an opportunity for another guy to step up. And, you know, a lot of different guys stepped up last night. So, you know, when he went down, it wasn't much that needed to be said because at the end of the day, that's your all-star. You know, that's your 2010 guy. That's the guy who's put everything on the line. You know, you're talking guys coming in a day after Memorial Day, and he's there every single workout with the young guys, you know, with other guys on the team, you know, getting ready. So, you know, for that to be his first playoff game and for him to go down, it even makes everybody else want to step up and, you know, try to win it for him if you don't do it for anybody else.
And you know, when I look at you guys' team, Day-Day, and I think a recipe for success is guys on a team that play their roles night in and night out. I look at Harrison Barr stepped up big. I mean, he got put in the starting lineup. Jarrett Jack played big. Curry, he's been fantastic all year long. Got snubbed on the All-Star game. You, I mean, 18 minutes. I mean, you, five fouls is what stick out to me, meaning that you came in, you were physical, you was bringing that toughness to the team. So can you just talk about how the importance of guys playing their role on your team right now?
Definitely. I mean, you know, you're talking – that's one of the most important things on the team is guys playing their role. Everybody can't be Steph Curry, you know, and come out and put up 30 and 13. You know, that's just not going to happen. It's physically impossible. So, you know, guys have to really step up and play their roles. And, you know, I think we've really done that all year. That's what made it successful, but definitely last night. You know, and especially being that different guys have to step up in different roles. You know, Harrison has some games this year where he scored, but, you know, as far as down the stretch, Lee cut from 15 to 8, go to HB, he get a bucket. You know, Lee cut from 17 to 10, go to HB, he get a bucket. You know, different guys stepped up in different roles last night, and I think that was the most important thing. You know, as far as me, I want to come in and do whatever it takes. You know, one thing I saw, you know, about this series, it's been too nice. You know, nothing going on. You know, guys out there feeling comfortable. You got to come in there, you got to, you know, lay the wood on somebody. And so, you know, that was something I really wanted to do is bring some, you know, some physicality to the game. And, you know, I think it definitely helped us out yesterday a lot. But not only myself, everybody was physical. You know, you see guys cracking back on Fareed, saw him get the offensive rebound. You know, see Klay Thompson come crack. JaVale McGee saw him get the offensive rebound. Those are things, the little things that no one else sees that wins you basketball game.
Off the Dribble, weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. On Sirius 92, XM 208, and Sports Zone on the Sirius XM app.